Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
What up with you, Doug Gottlieb Show? Fox Sports Radio. We're broadcasting live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. When you switch to Farmers Insurance, you can save a bundle on all, and all you have to do is call 1-888-FARMERS. Get a quote today.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
The Eagles are going to hire Indianapolis Colts offensive coordinator Nick Sirianni as their next head coach. That's sources told Adam Schefter on Thursday that there was a sense in league circles that the race had narrowed to two candidates. Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels and Sirianni. So the Philadelphia ended up hiring the less heralded name, but one who continued to gain steam inside the Eagles organization the more they called around about him. Sirianni had previously worked for three seasons as an assistant with the Kansas City Chiefs and five seasons with the Chargers. Okay, so one, he's familiar with the same type of stuff and it's the same language. That's a big thing. It's the same language that Carson Wentz has been using if you've been in that system for the last, 6 years? Secondly, he's clearly a Frank Reich guy, and no one had a better relationship within the league or within the circles of the Philadelphia Eagles than Carson Wentz. So, to me, every hire signifies what a team is looking for. Make sense? What a team is looking for. It's my guess. Robert Saleh, part of it is you want to hire the opposite of what you had before, which is interesting because Peterson was, he didn't call plays. I think he was offensive coordinator with Kansas City before he came over and he became the head coach of the Eagles. But in this particular case, what they're looking for is a guy to fix Carson Wentz. Dan Campbell got hired today with the Detroit Lions. Just by his speech, if you go back by when he was interim head coach with the Dolphins, his whole presence, it's about energy, toughness, enthusiasm, grit, attitude, which, you know, Matt Patricia thought he was smarter than everybody else. That's really what happened. He thought he was smarter than everybody else. So, you know, I think every team, Robert Saleh is, there's a guy who is the opposite of Adam Gase. Adam Gase was kind of quirky, offensive-minded, not necessarily uniter. But the reason Adam Gase got the job was he had people convinced his offense, look at what it did with Peyton Manning, right? I can fix Sam Darnold. I can be the Sam Darnold guy. Now, Sirianni is a guy who's had success with a multitude of quarterbacks. He was part of the staff with Phillip Rivers in San Diego. He was with Alex Smith in Kansas City. And then he's been, and of course, Pat Mahomes was a backup, I think his last year there. And then he's been with Frank Reich. And Reich has been awesome with a couple of different, remember they had Luck, Brissett, and Phillip Rivers in back-to-back-to-back years. So you've seen different guys. You've been able to make it work with different guys. Now can you make it work with this guy? You are the quarterback fixer, the quarterback whisperer. This is, it's not a Hail Mary, but it's a Howie Roseman knowing that his owner, Jeffrey Lurie, and Roseman was out with Chip Kelly, worked his way back in, and he probably stabbed Chip Kelly in the back on his way back up to the top. He gets to the top. He finds his guys. He finds his quarterback. He makes some moves. He makes it work. I would challenge you. Like, all you can ever hope for in your job is that somebody is as invested in you as the Eagles are invested in Carson Wentz. Right? Financially, he's making a lot of money. But then what they're surrounding him with, they haven't picked the right wide receivers. I do think they got the right running back with Miles Sanders. But everything that has been done to make it work with him. And that's Howie Roseman saying, this is my ticket to getting a contract extension. This is my ticket to staying employed here with the Eagles. He won him a Super Bowl. That gave him equity. He has sweat equity with it, being back to the last time they went on a run. But just to guess, this is Howie Roseman, who already has a reputation of, I think I'm smarter than everybody else in the league, trying to be smarter than people and find a guy who he thinks can fix Carson Wentz. And, you know, look, he can't get Frank Reich back, so he got Frank Reich Jr. That's my take on it. Does that make sense? Buyer, is that a fair, you view these things in sometimes different lenses than I do. I think he couldn't get Frank Reich, so he got Frank Reich Jr. That's the logic behind it.
Yeah, I think a lot of these coaches, a lot of these GMs try to find, if you're Philadelphia, you want a guy that will be familiar and do what you want to do. It's funny, though, if you don't want Doug Peterson, you just don't want Doug Peterson's attitude, and you just, like, things were going fine as they were. Like, to me, it's just, I think there's a fair point, but I just really think that Howie Roseman doesn't want to vary from who he is or what he is, and doesn't think that there needs to be a change there. I just don't understand from the same coaching tree, basically, you're just moving in, you know, guys in and out. There seems to be no variation of trying to go elsewhere to try to make Carson Wentz work, or I guess, you know, maybe even Jalen Hurts work. Doesn't seem like that's where they want to go. I just don't understand. Yeah, why? To your point, yes. I'll just say that. I made a short answer, very long. Yes, that seems to be the case.
What about you, Music? What do you think?
Yeah, I truly think that this is just a Howie Roseman doing everything and anything to survive. Now, that doesn't mean that's a bad thing. I mean, I think just about anybody in a job or a position that's as competitive as the NFL, that's all anyone's ever really doing. You know, what's the best move to help us win games? Because if we win games, that's going to keep me in my job. And I think he believes, as you said, you know, this guy, the best that we got out of Carson Wentz was when we had Frank Reich on our staff. After that, you know, you can blame it on injuries, you can blame it on a lot of things, but we knew that Carson Wentz had a good connection with Frank Reich. If we can't get him, what else do we think we can do? They looked at the Josh McDaniels route, and maybe they thought they could have some success there, but perhaps they decided, hey, if this guy's anything like Frank Reich, that's when we're really going to get the best out of Carson Wentz, and that's how this whole franchise is going to be saved. Otherwise, look, if this head coach is a flop, we're likely not going to get the Carson Wentz that we need, and we're all going to be gone anyway. So might as well swing for the fences on this one.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there. And what's interesting is, you know, he didn't call plays. He didn't call plays in Indy. People make a big deal about calling plays. Like that has nothing to do with anything. The whole calling plays thing, not really a game changer for anybody who's a head coach. If anything, it's probably better if you hadn't called plays, so you don't have the head coach who has to figure out, do I still call plays, do I not call plays? Don't get me wrong, Sean Payton's made it work, and he's been excellent at it. Matt LaFleur's made it work, and he's been very good at it. But not every guy calls plays, even if they called plays previously, and having not called, like Matt LaFleur had only done it for 1 year with mixed results in Tennessee before he got to Green Bay. Not really a game changer.
But isn't that the deal with Bienemy, though? I mean,
that he hadn't called plays?
Yeah.
No.
You sure?
I mean, yeah. I'm sure there'll be a GM who's like, hey, he didn't, like, we're giving him credit for an offense that he didn't really call plays for. So, like, what do we give him credit for?
I'm not saying it's warranted or unwarranted. I'm just saying that was the stigma out there. And that's what I think.
I think, Doug,
you said it on the show before.
I think what his actual role is what it is. It's not just did you call plays. What are you actually doing? Right, that's a big thing, because Andy Reid is intricately involved in the offense, but he's not the only one You know, he's not the only one on that staff that's intricately involved in the offense, right? You got Andy Reid. You have, on the offensive side, you have, you know, Brendan Daly is the run game coordinator, right? Eric Bieniemy is the offensive coordinator. And then you also have, there's one other coach who's, has, is the pass game. There's the Joe Blaymeyer. So they have, and there's Mike Kafka. So Mike Kafka is the quarterback's coach, passing game coordinator. You have a run game coordinator. Then you have an offensive coordinator who doesn't call plays. That's a little different than he just hadn't called plays. I don't know. People I talked to three different people, and they said, like, the Bieniemy thing was, one, they don't know what his role is. It has nothing to do with calling plays. And then two, it was more like there wasn't details to the plan. And whatever details there were, it didn't match up in comparison to other guys who seemed more ready in terms of having a plan, being able to immediately implement that plan along the way. That's what it is. So, yes, we use terms like we didn't call plays. But what's been explained to me, and again, I've never been in an NFL front office, I've never been a coaching staff, is there are some questions there to exactly what does he do? Right? Exactly what does he do? Well, he does a little bit of this, he does a little bit of that. So,
you know, and I think that the Dan Campbell hire in Detroit was a culture sort of hire. And then now you say, when you hear guys like Patrick Mahomes, when you hear Alex Smith, when you hear other players stick up for Eric Bieniemy, you know, there's, you know, Bieniemy seems to always just come up short in these arguments because, well, maybe he's not the, you know, not the the program maker. Maybe he's not the offensive mind. And so now with these hires that you're all comparing, and I know this isn't a full Eric Bieniemy conversation, but I think that gets used against him unfairly at times.
I guess. I mean, like, okay, so let's go through the hires.
Okay.
Okay, there have been, what, seven? There's seven jobs?
Yes. Six have been filled.
Houston's still open?
Yep.
Okay. All right, so we take Houston out of it, and we don't know. And we don't know why they didn't initially call him. You know, whatever. Saleh's been a candidate for a couple of years. They went to Super Bowl last year. They weren't as good this year, but part of it was they lost their best player. And I think he's pretty well respected. I don't know.
Yep.
Do we have any issues with the Saleh?
No.
Plus, he's the exact opposite of Adam Gase. Likeable, energetic, defensive, as opposed to Adam Gase.
Yes. Right?
We got no issue there.
No issues.
And he did interview there. Okay, he did interview there. Okay. Philadelphia strikes me as a little bit odd, only in that I didn't know. I thought they would go away from that system, the Kansas City kind of pipeline, because Peterson was yeah. Kansas City as well. They did not. And I don't know if it's that they didn't want to wait, because Bieniemy may be coaching for three more weeks. I don't actually know that one.
By the way, he may not want that job. You know, like correct. When it comes down to it.
That's another part to it, right? Like, we assume that they all want these jobs. The Jacksonville one. I think Jacksonville had this plan for a long... This was a plan that had been
agreed.
In for a long time. And while I don't traditionally like the college coach thing, and I still want to see who he hires as his coordinators, I totally get the idea. They got to go and use the draft to get players. And they're bringing a guy who's an evaluator, and they're bringing a guy who's a culture guy, and he's probably going to be more CEO head coach. So I think that one makes sense. The Chargers one, he interviewed, and I'm like, again, that was one of the teams that I talked to people, and their feedback was they liked him. There wasn't a lot of detail to it. I don't know who totally made the decision. I don't know if it was, if any of it worked for him or against him that he was in their division. I can't tell you.
I will also say this about the Chargers as well, where I mentioned earlier that maybe Patrick Mahomes' greatness is held against Eric Bieniemy. You know, that Rams defense, when you have Jalen Ramsey and Aaron Donald, it sure helps. You know, and not to take anything away from Brandon Staley and what he's done, but his rise was very quick.
Yep.
And as the defensive coordinator, you have arguably the best player in football on your defensive line.
Yeah, it makes it easier.
Yeah, a lot easier.
Well, look, I mean, here's what's interesting about the Chargers thing is, I mean, I had lots of people tell me, like, they're going to hire Daboll because of the quarterback, right? And the quarterback makes sense, and Daboll is worked with Josh Allen, and there's a lot more similarities there than to Pat Mahomes. And Daboll is a Buffalo guy, and Telesco's a Buffalo guy, and they didn't hire him. So I think that the top three with the Chargers wasn't Bieniemy. It was Daboll, Saleh, and
Staley.
Staley. And Saleh got hired before they could get back around to it. But you know, there was no negatives. Yeah. There was a couple of other guys that I will not that will remain nameless that there were some negatives towards, but there were no negatives towards Bieniemy. All right, so who am I missing as far as coaching jobs? Well, Jacksonville, we got Detroit, we got Jets, we got the Chargers. Who else?
Yeah, I was going to say we didn't touch on Detroit, but that was another one.
Yeah, I
mean, Falcons, Arthur Smith.
The Detroit thing would have been interesting, and then yeah, Arthur Smith is. I mean, Arthur Smith is interesting. He had done a really good job when he was in Tennessee, and he basically saved Ryan Tannehill's career. What I do find fascinating, and I don't know if Bieniemy came in and ran the Kansas City stuff, what that means for what that would have meant for Matt Ryan. Maybe it's a Matt Ryan consideration. You know, you have a quarterback, doesn't have a terribly strong arm, needs a running game. That's how they want to play. I don't know. I think the jobs are really hard. They're hard to get. You got a guy in Denver, Fangio, right? He'd been at this thing for like 30 years trying to get a job. So I think Bieniemy will get one. I'm interested in Houston, like who is left? Caldwell's outstanding, really well liked and respected. And obviously Detroit fell apart the second he walked away and did a good job in Indy. The Caldwell thing is, I've heard that it's there's some health issues there. He's 65 years old. Do you want somebody younger, more energetic? Then you got Leslie Frazier, who was the interim coach with the Vikings. Was the interim head coach with the Vikings, and he's done a great job with Buffalo's defense. So I would guess that the Texans are probably waiting on one of those two, right? Whoever loses this weekend might actually have, which to me is insane. Insane that you got to lose before you can take it. Like we know our guy. And then, of course, there's Daboll, but Daboll has said he doesn't want to go to Houston. What a mess. Anyway. This is the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. Coming up next. Ooh, it is good. This good stuff. Brandon Whedon's going to join us. We'll get a championship game preview, get his thoughts on coaching, hiring. You know, he played 2 years, two coaches with the Cleveland Browns. He obviously played for Bill O'Brien and then played for Jason Garrett. Oh, I got some Jason Garrett scoop for you on interviewing for jobs as well. All right, it's Doug Gottlieb Show live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studio. Call 888-FARMERS-A-SWITCH and you could save a bundle on your auto insurance. Brandon Whedon joins us upcoming next, but first, men across America love Tommy John underwear because they keep everything in place. No more flopping or sticking to yourself, and women love that they make him look so good. In 2021, you can make everyone happy with Tommy John. When you start every morning in Tommy John underwear, you're that much more comfortable. With dozens of comfort innovations, once you've tried Tommy John underwear, you're never going back. Try breathable, lightweight, moisture-wicking fabric with 4 times the stretch of competing brands so it moves with you. Tommy John underwear comes in non-rolling waistband for that perfect fit. The legs never ride up. And each of Tommy John's 13 million pairs of underwear sold are covered by a no-wedgie guarantee. There's no risk with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear. It's free guarantee. Go to TommyJohn.com/Doug and save 15% in your first order. Go right now. Save 15% in your first order at TommyJohn.com/Doug. That's TommyJohn.com/Doug. One more time, TommyJohn.com/Doug. See site for details.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Okay, so I think here's a problem, and so I see this from Jemele Hill, where she tweets out the Dan Campbell sounds. This is who black coaches are losing jobs to. Like, I hate to break it to you, This is the sport is football. And as a football fan, understanding where Detroit is as a team and understanding how Matt Patricia is viewed, I love the Dan Campbell hire. I love the Dan Campbell hire. The first thing is, and this is fair to Bieniemy, to Daboll, to Brandon Staley, to any of these coaches. Nobody knows. If you haven't coached before, nobody knows. Zero people know exactly what it's going to look like. But Campbell is a culture-changing guy. He helped change the culture or fix some of the culture issues when he took over in Miami. And he's well-regarded. And, like, look, that the job of a head coach is to make grown men run through a wall for each other, together. I saw it today, and you have, you know, people who haven't played the sport don't get it. It's okay. By the way, I like Anthony Lynn. I don't think it's crazy that Anthony Lynn should get another gig. That guy is a uniter. That guy is a leader. I thought he made some very poor in-game decisions, and his team just found ways to lose games, but that doesn't mean he should never get a head coaching job ever again. I like the Dan Campbell thing, man. You look at what Vrabel's been able to accomplish, and I think Vrabel seems a little bit more intellectually evolved. But those are the type of dudes that football players have to want to play for you. The media doesn't. You and I, we don't have to. It is not like college. He's not recruiting anybody. He doesn't have to go into a home and sit on a couch and sell you. He has to get grown men to want to play football. And grown men will want to play football for Dan Campbell. He's 6'5", 265.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Can you guys cue up the sound there of Dan Campbell, the knee-biting thing? Brandon Wheaton joins us on the Doug Gottlieb Show, former quarterback with the Browns, first-round draft pick, starting quarterback with the Browns, starting for the Texans, starting for the Cowboys as well. He joins us on a weekly basis. So we'll get to the games upcoming. All right. Would you want to play? This is a you probably know who it is, but whatever. Dude is a former NFL player. He's 6'5", 265. At his press conference, he says this.
This team is going to take on the identity of this city. This city's been down, and it found a way to get up, all right? And so this team's going to be built on, we're going to kick you in the teeth, and when you punch us back, we're going to smile at you, and when you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off, all right? And we're going to stand up, and then it's going to take two more shots to knock us down. And on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap, and we're going to get up, and then it's going to take three shots to get us down. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you. Before long, we're going to be the last one standing.
Would you want to play for that guy?
I love it. I know exactly who it is. I mean, as a quarterback, those things just kind of go in one ear and out the other because, you know, you're not the one biting the kneecaps. But, I mean, the dude, everybody talks about how passionate, how crazy, you know, how physical he is. You know, the Oklahoma drill, he's kind of legendary there in Miami and stuff like that. So, yeah, I think it was a good hire. I think he's a good football coach. And I think he'll get those guys to run through a wall from everything I hear from people that have been around him.
Yeah, which like the difference in college and pro is in college and pros you don't have to recruit anybody. You just got to get those guys figure right out a way to get those guys to play for you, right? To play for each other, exactly. And play for you.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, that's going to be Urban Meyer's, you know, challenge in Jacksonville, you know, with the young team. And you know, so he's not like Dan Campbell. He's not quite as aggressive and physical with his words. So yeah, I mean, that's the key. You want to get those 53 guys all bought in, and you know, the easiest way to do that is to go win games. But yeah, like I said, I think it was a good hire on Detroit's part.
You'd only been there 1 year in Cleveland. They made a coaching change. What's that like to be a player and a coaching change be made?
It's challenging because you know that there's going to be turnover not only as the head coach, but coordinators, sometimes trainers, sometimes equipment guys. I mean, you know, usually those guys bring in bringing all new people. So it's a challenge. It really is. You just, as a quarterback, it's even more so because you know there's a pretty good chance you have to learn a whole new language and a whole new system. So, yeah, I mean, Cleveland was for a long time there. I mean, it's just kind of been a revolving door at head coach, and there's been no stability. But it's not easy, you know, and it can't be easy for ownership either, you know, changing guys all the time. So it's not ideal. You know, you look at guys like Pittsburgh and these teams that have head coaches for a long time. I mean, it's no wonder these guys are good pretty much year in and year out.
Brandon Wheaton's our guest on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. It is interesting that, as you point out, you're around Brian Daboll, right? And then he became a hot commodity with what he's done with Josh Allen.
Yeah, I got there the year after Daboll was there, so he was already gone. I think Colt played for him, but, you know, said a lot of really good things for him. But, oh, I mean, the work he's done in Buffalo is unbelievable. He's fun to watch call plays because he gets his guys. I mean, he's creative, very innovative, and he gets those guys playing good. I mean, Josh Allen's playing it, you know, arguably an MVP level of play pretty much the entire year. I mean, he's played his tail off. So, yeah, I mean, he's done a good job. I don't know that he's going to land a job this year, but if he goes out and does it again next year, I'd be shocked if he doesn't find a head coaching job.
If you were in Houston, how would you fix the Deshaun Watson thing?
Oh, man, I don't know. that situation's gone from bad to worse. I mean, you know, he's clearly not happy. But, I mean, I think you just got to sit him down and say, look, here's the deal. You know, I tell everybody's asking me this because they know I'm close with Deshaun, and I tell everybody I don't think he's necessarily mad about, you know, the GM hire. I think it's more that, you know, he wanted a couple guys interviewed for the head coaching job, and those guys weren't even on the list of interviewees. So I think that's where he got a little frustrated. So, I mean, it looks like they've interviewed, you know, they interviewed Bieniemy, which is, I think, one of the guys that Deshaun wanted in there. And you know, we'll see if that makes him a little bit happier. But, you know, I think, in my opinion, it's probably too far gone. You know, the media's gotten a hold of it. Everybody's gotten a hold of it. It's going to be hard to kind of smooth that thing over. So, you know, just for him, if he does get out of there, I hope he goes to a spot where he has a chance to win. And, you know, they're going to put a bunch of good pieces around him because Houston's got their hands full. We've talked about it. I mean, you know, no first-round picks for the next couple of years, very little cap money. It's going to be hard for them to build a winner. And you know, you got a young quarterback that's playing at the level he is. You'd like to find a way to win some of those games.
Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Okay, let's start with the NFC Championship game. Like, these are two of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play. How much different, how much better are the Packers this year than last year?
I think they're quite a bit better. I think defensively they're playing with a lot of confidence, playing a lot better. You can tell they're familiar with the system, obviously. You know, I think Aaron Jones is at a huge – I mean, he played pretty well last year, but he's been a really good back for them. I think that's kind of made things a little bit easier on Aaron Rodgers, just not having to, you know, win every single game by himself. They're a little bit more balanced. So they're tough. I think everybody would like to see Brady kind of make a little run at it again, but I just don't see him getting past Green Bay at Green Bay and Lambeau with Rodgers playing the way he is. He's playing at a high level. He just makes it look so daggum easy out there. And it's so fun to watch. He's one of my favorite guys to watch in the league, and, you know, playing the position as long as I did, you know, for him to make it look that easy is truly unbelievable.
All right, what about Brady? He didn't play great last week, but played better, didn't turn the football over. Can he play that safe and still win in Green Bay?
No, I think they're going to have to hit some shots. They're going to have to, you know, they're going to have to hit some of those big ones. You know, he's played well, you know. I mean, early on, maybe not so much. He kind of started a little slow, but, I mean, that's kind of to be expected with no training camp and new guys around him, new system, the whole deal. But he's you know, you look at his numbers last half or last three quarters of the season, he's played pretty well. So, yeah, I mean, I like I said, I just don't know. I just don't know they have enough on both sides of the ball to keep up with Green Bay. I think it's going to be a good football game. I just don't see them scoring enough points to keep up with Rodgers and that Packers offense.
Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. So Mahomes is going to play, But it's not just the neck thing, right? Or being choked out. It's apparently he's got a foot thing too. I feel like that's a bigger deal than the concussion protocol because nobody thinks he actually had a concussion. How much do you think that changes Pat Mahomes?
Yeah, that'll be interesting. I don't know exactly what the injury is, but that to me, yeah. I mean, as much as he likes to move around, you know, to me that's a bigger issue than the concussion. I think the concussion thing was kind of, you know, that was kind of a weird deal, and you know, bounced back relatively quick. Obviously, with no symptoms, you know, to start the week. So, yeah, the foot thing I would say would probably be a little more concerning, you know, if I'm the Chiefs. But again, I mean, him on one leg is better than most guys in the league. Even I mean, he's that good. So. You know, with the adrenaline, and I'm sure they'll give him some meds to kind of knock off and mask that pain for 4 hours. And you know, I expect him to be fine. I think he'll be ready to go. And man, that's going to be an unbelievable football game as well.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. The Doug Gottlieb Show. You're on Fox Sports Radio. All right, pick a winner for me: Green Bay, Tampa.
I'll take Tampa. Oh, I'm sorry, I'll take Green Bay over Tampa. Yeah. I'll say by four. Say
I don't care. I don't love the score thing. Like, I don't like, you know, just kind of think they win. You know what I mean? Like, no, don't get me wrong. I mean, obviously if you're betting the point spread thing, I'm just more fascinated by
Yeah.
I mean,
we've all done the local radio thing.
Like, I think it's 31-24, you know?
Well, yeah, I based on the spread too. It's always funny how it's always real close to the number, you know?
Fair enough. Okay. Kansas City Bills.
Oh, man, I've been on the Bills bandwagon all year, but I just think Kansas City's, you know, they got too many guys, too many weapons. I'll take Kansas City in that one.
Awesome stuff. B, enjoy the football. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much for all the stuff that you've given us all season long. Can't wait to get you ready for the Super Bowl.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later.
My pleasure is all mine. The Doug Gottlieb Show rolls on here on Fox Sports Radio. That is my man, Brian Whedon, who's joined us all season long. Man, we got just a great list of guests, by the way. You know, we had the All Ball podcast is in the can. Dan Munson, who was the Gonzaga coach, took them to the Elite Eight in his second year before leaving. I got a 2-part series upcoming. It's All Ball on the Herd Podcast Network. It's Doug Gottlieb Show, live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 888-FARMERS and you could save a whole lot of something on auto insurance. That's 888-FARMERS. A fresh start for a former first-round quarterback. Who? Where? Why? Find out next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Let's get to the press.
The press.
Fire.
Dan Byer, what do you got?
Doug, we've talked a lot about coaching today, so let's talk some players and players that aren't in the playoffs. Free agent quarterback Dwayne Haskins has agreed to terms on a 1-year deal with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Hasta la vista.
Should be very, very interesting because, look, Dwayne Haskins, this is basically buying like a futures deal, right? You're going to get a minimum deal on a guy who's been in the league for 2 years, has started some football games, and I actually think...
I actually think
he fits with how Pittsburgh has traditionally played. Like, he's less mobile than Big Ben, but he does have a big arm. I just think this is taking a flyer on a guy who does have some potential.
Yeah.
I don't think that he's the heir apparent. I do think they're in the quarterback market. I'd be interested to see if they're interested in Jameis Winston, because Jameis has always been seen as he's a Ben Roethlisberger type. That's, you know, and look, if they're going to keep, if Big Ben chooses to come back, they pay him a ton of money. They need a backup.
One other Steelers note, an ESPN report says the team interviewed former Browns head coach Hugh Jackson for their offensive coordinator position earlier this week.
Well, Hugh is considered a very good quarterback guy, a very good offensive play caller as well. So that, you know, he just wasn't a good head coach. Remember, he was in Cincinnati when they had all that success before he left for Cleveland.
Oh,
new Jets head coach Robert Saleh was asked today about evaluating quarterback Sam Darnold, and while he says they have to evaluate their whole roster, he did say this about the quarterback.
What I can tell you about with regards to Sam is that he's got an unbelievable arm talent. There's a reason why he was the number 3 pick in the draft. And like, he's tough as nails. His reputation in the locker room is unquestioned, and so there's a reason why he was the 3rd pick in the draft, and you can see all those qualities on tape.
So maybe a vote of confidence. Also, maybe trying to up the ante if any team is interested in Darnold.
I think they keep him. Now, look, if they want, you know, I wouldn't trade for Deshaun. I think you're better off with all those draft picks and rebuilding. But remember, one of the teams that everybody said was interested in Sam Darnold was the San Francisco 49ers. It's not just Saleh. Their offensive coordinator, Michael Fleur, also came from San Francisco. I think they actually like Darnold.
Yep.
Doug, we got some news today for our first uniform change in the NFL in advance of the 2021 season. Cincinnati Bengals going to be changing their uniforms. The good news, or I should say great news, is that the helmet is going to be untouched. But Roger the Bengals that. Will be getting new uniforms in 2021.
Roger that.
Now, is there a release of those uniforms?
No, not yet. This is just the announcement that they are going to be changing what they currently wear.
Okay.
I mean, I don't like what they did to the shoulder. I think you just go back to the traditional Bengals look, right? Yeah, the
Boomer Esiason look. I think that would be very sharp. But you never know what Nike could do. They could, put their fingerprints on it. But at least we have one uniform change to look forward to coming up in the spring. Quick update on Championship Sunday. Patrick Mahomes officially limited again, but took first-team reps in practice. Le'Veon Bell, though, Doug, did not practice because of his knee injury.
I mean, has Le'Veon Bell is not the one I'd be concerned about. It's Clyde Edwards-Helaire who's been missing time.
Yeah. Le'Veon Bell's impact on the Chiefs, not maybe as great as they thought it could have been when he signed there. Two other NFL notes. First of all, Vikings offensive coordinator Gary Kubiak retiring today. And former Packers GM Ted Thompson died at the age of 68. Built that team that won Super Bowl 45. His first draft pick, Aaron Rodgers, in 2005.
And that is the press. Hey, get out there and press.
That was the press.
Wait, what did you say there, Ramos? How many retirements can who have? Gary Kubiak?
Yeah, he's retired a lot, hasn't he?
Well, he's had some health issues.
Well,
right?
That too, but
that was nice, John. You know, take a shot at the guy.
I wasn't taking a shot. I just thought he's been retired a lot.
I got it. No, it is, he's not yet Sugar Ray Leonard in terms of number of retirements, but there are... There have been some retirements there, have been. All right, so Dan Campbell with I loved it, and it's football. Sometimes we get so caught up in wasn't the Adam Gase press conference where you're like, is there a fly in the room? What are you looking at? I'm all fired up by it. Some people are not. Did you see Dan Campbell on his door? Says Dan Campbell, head coach / the dude.
Big Lebowski, is that?
Yeah. Have you seen the Big Lebowski?
No, I have not.
I know you're not a big movie guy. Have you seen the Big Lebowski?
No, I have not. And there has been some saying, I think Adam Schefter said that was Photoshopped, that they put that on there. I don't know.
It does look like it's Photoshopped. It does. It does look like it's Photoshopped. It's still pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
Like all of a sudden you pop in, you get somebody serves you a White Russian. I haven't had a White Russian in a long time. Part of it is
cool.
I haven't had a lot of milk. I wonder what a White Russian tastes like with oat milk. Oat milk, White Russian. I'm super into oat milk right now.
We played a lot of Dan Campbell today, but I think the best part was when he said that he told his agent to make him think that they were hiring Matt Campbell from Iowa State. Self-deprecating humor from Dan Campbell.
Yeah, it's the exact opposite of Matt Patricia. That's it. It's the exact opposite of Matt Patricia. So, look, when I get fired from Fox Sports Radio, right, the next guy is going to be hysterical, super interesting, and have a really good voice. Right, that's what he's going to be. Hysterical. So John Ramos is going to be. Oh, and good looking. It's going to be John Ramos. That's the next head coach.